Blog Talk Radio.
Motivational Mondays. You already know with your sexy host, MIE2K, on LushRadioOnline.com. You know, this is what we do. We motivate. But I want to just, and I need to say rest in peace to Evelyn Milagros and to my queen sis, Ellie Ruiz. My queen sister will wake up from her slumber to dance for God. She has been chosen to sit by him. And her mom, she is free and happy. If I close my eyes, I can see her radiant smile as she begins to dance. There is no more suffering, no more worries, and no more pain. Now it's time to dance. Now it's time to dance. Dance, Ellie. Dance.
Got it.
Thank you.
And that went out to my queen sis, of course, Ellie Ruiz, and baby Evelyn Milagros, which I have to say rest in peace these last couple of days. I know it's Motivational Mondays, but I just had to be able to do that for my princess and my sister that's in heaven. I'm going to open up the phone lines for the host with the most, Lushy Lush.
What it do, what it do, what's poppin'? Motivational Mondays.
I know, I kind of want to swirl a little down. I got to get back up.
Yeah, you got to wake up, you know what I'm saying? You know, a big shout-out to all those that we've lost and last year, this year, and stuff. And, you know what I'm saying, you guys are in a better place and stuff. And you know, these people are still looking down on us, and they want us to continue to keep on moving, keep on pushing, and keep a smile on our face and live life, because they live their life to the fullest, and we got to continue living our lives to the fullest and remember their name, and, you know what I'm saying, keep that in our heart, you know what I'm saying, remember the good times, you know. So it's a good Monday. It's Motivational Monday. It's time to jumpstart your Monday with us tonight. Log on to www.lushradioonline.com. Follow ME2K on Twitter and Instagram and at Lush Radio Online. You know, everybody, like, we've been in our motivational getting started to losing this weight and everything, you know what I'm saying? So we want to jumpstart some people. Some people are up working out right now. And, you know, shout out to you. A lot of times it's hard for us as women with our belly fat. It's hard for us to get rid of that and just slimming down. Emma has a lot of tips because we are both going through the journey because our birthdays are coming up. So, you know, we got to get our sexy on.
Hello.
You know what I'm saying? So I found out, actually, which I'm on to, pineapple juice. I found a whole bunch of natural fat burners that will let you lose weight, and they speed up the process of, you know, of burning fat. Natural fat burner number one is grapefruit, and we all that don't add any sugar to it, just natural grapefruit, and it definitely helps with you losing weight. Green tea, it's a natural fat burner. Apple cider vinegar. Actually, my cousin put me onto that a while ago. It also works as a good cleanser, too, to cleanse yourself out. If you get a bottle of water, add a little teaspoon of apple cider vinegar, it cleanses you out and stuff. You can't do it too much. You know, too much of everything is too much, but you could do it, and it cleans you out before you eat a heavy meal. Also, protein foods to give you energy. Pineapple juice. Now,
yeah, but you know
pineapple.
What? You got to be careful with the protein juices and the shakes because I did that one time and I ended up gaining instead of losing. So sometimes that's used to, like, when people are building muscle in the gym, they take that and then they build and then, you know, they can be able to create it into muscle. So just be careful and read instructions when it comes to those proteins and stuff.
The proteins, that's more, I'm focused more with the men that are trying to do more like the game but still be lean. That's more for the men. But for the women, the apple cider vinegar, the green tea, for both, and grapefruit juice. Pineapple juice is actually working, this pineapple juice.
Pineapple juice, and if you can eat the pineapple in its purest, that's even better. So if you can eat the pineapple, it's even better.
And they also said something about, I guess this one is a fat burner, but it says a quart teaspoon of cinnamon eaten while at a meal can reduce blood sugar levels for those people that might be diabetic. Fish, but it depends on the type of fish. Also, too much of fish, a lot of mercury in it, you know, be careful. And nuts are a good protein. For people, you know what I'm saying? If you don't eat too much, and beans, a lot of people, you know.
Some people are allergic to nuts.
So if you don't want to, if you like beans, you know, try to get a lot of beans in your diet, beans and stuff in your diet. But also pineapple juice also helps with urinary tract infections for women that might have UTIs. It helps with urinary tract infections for women and stuff.
Mm-hmm. So definitely get the pineapple on. I have a couple of remedies. I went to the Vitamin World store, and the raspberry cone. Are you okay?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you all over the place. You're like a hot mess on Monday. All right.
You said it's,
so
it's called raspberry?
Raspberry ketones, and they're capsules, and you take two before eat, like before lunch and before dinner, and that's supposed to calm your hunger, you know, so you won't eat as much. And, you know, just because what happens is sometimes we pick a lot. I'm a picker. I don't really eat a lot, but I do pick a lot, especially being in front of the computer all day long. You know, you start putting stuff right next to it. You don't even realize what you're consuming. You're just eating and just kind of working, and that's bad, too. Another thing, too, from the Vitamin World store that I got is called Rebody SAF, S-A-F Slim, and it's a breakthrough belly fat solution. And you take a teaspoon of that before, you know, before your meal. And actually, the one I bought has a delicious tangerine cream fusion taste, like flavor. Tastes really good. So
you
I've been trying
that.
You make
that sound so good, Emma. You make
it
that sound so
listen,
good.
It tastes so good. You know I don't like icky stuff. You know, somebody should cut me a check. From Saf Slim, if y'all listening, come check. I'm just saying. I put this on Instagram. I'm talking about it. Cut me a damn check, 2013. I'm not playing. I got to buy my kids a house. Anyway, staying motivated is going to some music. Sis, you hanging with me?
I'm rocking out with you, man.
That's what's up.
Thank you.
Hey, soul sister. Hey, all the sisters. Hey, all the queen sisters. And my big, oh, more little, because I'm older than her. Little sister online. I don't mind saying I'm older as long as I'm the new 25.
No, I like that song, actually. I actually love that song.
You like it? Right.
Yeah.
That's hot, yeah. I was listening to it yesterday. I said, you know what? Yeah, it's fitting for Monday. And I got a couple other stuff, but some of them is kind of a little sad. I was going in that direction, but I'm glad that you're here. You got me focused. And we're just going to, I'm just going to go to the left. But continuing with the health suggestions, also the lecithin. Lecithin pills are real, real good. They burn a lot of fat. The lecithin, they make you, you know, go to the bathroom a lot, urinate a lot, which, you know, we all know what happens, you know, when you throw it out in the urine. So lecithin is really good. And also, this is hard for me to say, but I'll probably spell it, it's chromium picolinate. It's spelled chromium picolinate. That also is, it promotes sugar metabolism, and it it stops you from eating, actually cuts the cravings. So some of us that can't, you know, that is just, we have a problem with just craving just to eat because we think we should be eating like every, you know, every 10 minutes. And they say that you're supposed to actually, you know, have like your breakfast, a snack, lunch, a snack. Like, you know, they recommend that you do that. But people, they don't mean that have like six dinners. It's a snack and it's portions. You know, people get crazy like, nah, this I could eat six times. Not six damn, you know, happy meals. Like, really? Come on now. It's just snacks. They talk about snack. You can continue to eat, but it's you know, you got to be careful what you're eating. So, yeah, and exercise. It doesn't, you know, even if you don't go to the gym, wherever you at, in your office, wherever you at, stretch.
Yes.
Stretching is like the best thing in the world, stretch, because even before a workout, you have to stretch. After workout, you have to stretch. And we all love to work out, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Get ready, because Valentine's Day is coming. Y'all better be stretching them legs. I'm just saying, stretch.
And a good thing, like Emma said, you know, we both like dancing and stuff. So dance is a good, you know, exercise. You put on your hot station you like and just work it out like you was in a club somewhere and just go in.
I do that. I do that an hour or two.
You can do an hour. I mean, if you can last an hour, like Emma, you could do an hour. You could start with 30 minutes.
It's only my age is old, because I'm still dropping my toes.
Emma can still drop it down low. And some people can't even touch their toes no more. It's sad. Like, people, you know, you may be able to touch their toes.
I can see it.
But, so you could do that, or you can do the Zumba. You can have the Wii and do the Zumba with the Zumba belt, or you can sit here and you can go and do some, you know, start with your crunches, you know what I'm saying? Start with stretching those.
Small.
Muscles,
start by five, like doing sets of five. You don't got to go ridiculous, oh, I'm going to do straight 25. No, do five.
Yeah,
if
do
you
five
feel comfortable with them five, and when you feel comfortable, you know, you boost it up to 10. It's all about, you know, doing it at your level. Everybody has to, you can do things, just do things at your level. Don't get crazy. Don't go start lifting up weights and doing all ridiculous stuff.
Yeah.
But you're not going to
do it gradually. Gradually, because, you know, you know how people, they haven't been to the gym in a while, so they got to show off. And then you're going to end up hurting yourself because all your muscles, you're not going to be able to exercise and exercise because your whole body's going to be sore and you can't move. So you have to work, build yourself up with the reps and stuff. Start with five sit-ups. Start with five crunches, and then work your way up each and every day, you know what I'm saying? And then, you know what I'm saying, let's work on some push-ups, muscle strengthening.
Or when you can, maybe the next day you want to start doing five. Maybe for that week, try that week and just do five. And the next week you do 10. Like, whatever you can do, because that's the key thing right there. You know, don't try to do what everybody else is doing, because you don't know how long they've been at it. You know, they could have been – okay, they're up to maybe 50, but, okay, they've been doing that for a year. You can't just come in the gym or in your house. They don't have to be a gym. You don't have to go pay a gym in your house. Hello, just motivate, move, stretch, crunches. You can do that anywhere, you know? So
walk a block.
Find out the chair exercises. Even with, like, a chair at home, there's a lot of exercises that you can do just with a plain chair. So
you can use a water bottle as weight and stuff like that. There's so many different things, resources you can use in your house in order to work out. It's just about us being, not being lazy and being motivated and stuff, because this is the year of the truth. If you can't barely get up them stairs and stuff, something's wrong. Let's try to do it. This isn't even about, you know, the status quo. This is about your health at the end of the day. You want to still be able to live for your kids and do for your kids and do for yourself at the end of the day, because things are not, you know, getting any younger and getting older, so we have to go out there and do what we have to do for ourselves.
And get checked.
I know I have to.
And get checked, people. Get checked. Yes. Women that have not yet checked your breasts or had a mammogram, please, I'm begging you and my knees, please go get checked, man. Go get your boobies checked. Let them feel on them titties and find out what's going on and what's not going on. And men that love them titties, encourage your women, encourage your mothers, you know, encourage your sisters to go and get checked. We have to protect the boobies, man, because, you know, it's serious. It's really serious. Let's not wait just for Breast Cancer Month awareness. Let's do this all year long. You know, I have sisters that are dying and leaving me because of that. So please, go get your boobies checked. And everything else, get a physical and just check yourself, man, periodically.
Yeah, because it's minorities. We're high in diabetes. We're high in high blood pressure. Please go get checked for any of those. You can't be just walking around in life and stuff. You got to see. Don't be scared. Go to the doctor. Early prevention is the best, you know what I'm saying, so you can control it, you know. And I've seen people who have gotten over their diabetes through, you know, eating right and doing certain things, and they have lived long. So don't be a statistic, you know what I'm saying. And I don't listen to what every doctor say, because God has his plan. But still, you still need the doctor to find out what's going on with you so you can help yourself, you know what I'm saying, at the end of the day. And the last thing I have to say is just, you know what I'm saying, people, you know what I'm saying, stress is a number one killer. Stress is a number one killer, guys. And we do not need to be stressing about nothing. If it's something out of your control, let it go. If it's something you can change, then change it. Do not stress yourself out about minuscule things that you can get over. Because in life, stress can kill you. People have died over stress.
Yeah. People have committed suicide over stress. Another thing, too, if you see anyone or if you hear anyone ever saying they're going to take their life, please make sure you call that 1-800-SUICIDE hotline. I experienced something not so long ago, and, you know, a young person wanted to take his life, you know, just because his girlfriend left him, and, you know, horrible. I mean, I'm sure there were other things that mounted to that. That probably was, like, the straw that broke the camel's back for him, but, just to think in your mind that there's nothing else in life for you, you know, just because you have problems, Jesus Christ, if it was like that, Lord have mercy. When I throw out my book and y'all going to see why I don't even know how I'm still here, you know what I'm saying? Because I listen to Motivational Mondays every Monday, and I keep a smile on my face. And I want to keep a smile on everybody else's face. So, Lushy Lush, you still with me, right?
I'm still with you. Let's rock this music. Let's go.
Let's go.
I dedicate this song to recession, depression, and unemployment. This song is for you.
Today's a new day.
With you.
I almost gave up.
glad I'm gonna be when this is over.
Today I woke up and I knew who I was. I knew my life was going to be in the direction I chose it to be. I will never give someone control over my life. I will never allow someone to take my joy. I will raise my head erected high. I will learn to love myself. And wake up every day, put on my shoes, put on my clothes, and walk on, and walk on, and walk on. I am motivation. I am success. I am the essence of me. I am motivated to live life for me, live. Live freely. Live without fear. Step into the unknown. Grab onto your dreams. Take hold of your life. And go out there and fly. Spread your wings like an eagle and soar. And love you for all that you are. And be motivated. You and I logged on to Motivational Mondays with your host, Emma E2K, and Lushy Lush.
Trust that whatever is happening in your life now will eventually be resolved. As hard as it is for you to see the light at the end of the tunnel, things are meant to be this way right now. There's lessons for you to learn and different perspectives for you to see. Release the sadness, pain, and frustration, and have faith that things will turn out for the best for all involved. Keep living and loving life as you move with this, because it's in the way of how you handle it that will also help you through this. And that's by KW. Lushy Lush.
Yo, that was popping right there. Motivation, man. Motivation. 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 I don't know what I'm doing. I'm feeling motivated.
And don't forget to drink a lot of water, people, man. Water's healthy. Water. Like my baby, I was taking him to daycare today. He tells me, Ma, milk is good for the bones, but the water, Mama, is really healthy. That's what my teacher told me.
That's my little boo right there, man.
So we learn from the mouth of babes. We learn from the mouth of babes. So I'm drinking some water right now.
I have a quick word to say real quick. In life, remember, you are not perfect, and you are a human, not a machine. You have flaws, and the hardest part is accepting yourself or admitting that you have flaws. You will make mistakes in life, but you will learn from them, and that builds your character. And that's what makes us who we are. We will not please everyone. A lot of people might hate you, but they will respect you. You are who you are, and never compromise your happiness. Be you, live free with no limits.
All righty. You're like my champion. And I'm gonna give you something for you.
Struggle, hurdle the storm. Had dirt on my name, so I came to right all the wrong. My motive is good, so I'm sure to come back strong. Turn tragedy to triumph, my strategy taking form. I'm always gonna give my best, you've been wrong. If it's worth taking the risk, I'm quitting, hold on. The truth always comes with a twist in the song. Too bad I can't grant you a wish before you gone. I train like a fighter with the wits of a writer. My fire burn till the gas went out like a lighter. I embrace my inner champion, rap like a writer. Now I'm the headliner. With my name on the flyer, in the first place, a leader, it's nobody higher. You in the worst place, jealous and known as a liar. I'm a champion, that I go to Valley McGuire. I'm a champion, even after the day I retire.
I'm a champion.
Never give in to the negative wind. I'ma fight to the end.
I'm a champion.
Many would say just live, but today there's no other way.
I'm a champion.
Always reach for the stars.
I'm a champion.
Cause you're bearing the stars.
I'm a champion.
Champion, sit up on the rhythm like a Bujo bandstand. Give the kids them positive direction. Enemy, me war, you fi put down your gun. Full time now, me want to have fun. Music is me only type of freedom. Tell the youth me war, you fi free from the slum. Cause you are true champion. Well,
I'm
I'm always striving to be better than before. I keep pushing myself till I can't go no more. I'm never satisfied, always hungry for more. And my ego, believe me, way bigger than yours. Remember, you're a champion, never forget it. Don't quit or give in, cause you live to regret it. Must believe you the best, it's not just pretending. Go hard every day, that's why I keep on living. I'm built like a warrior, so gracious and humble. This the fight of my life, my opponent in trouble. I'm in the best shape ever to lyrically rise above you. You gotta dig deep within where no one will love you. To be a champion, you have to follow through and finish. I practice my performance to enlighten my vision. It's amazing what a heart do, keep on living. This will separate me from the rest. Cause gonna come a time in your life where they want you to quit and give up. Nobody wanna see you doing good. Just remember, you gotta believe in yourself.
To call me by my name, Queen. I have only mentioned it more than 1,000 times. It's only tattooed on my body. I have continuously yelled it, preached it, and only answered by it. So let's try this one more time. What is my name? Queen.
I'm an E2K, Queen. My bad.
Motivational Mondays. I got to motivate some people. There's some people, you know, that, you know, you allow people to treat you and call you what you want. You know what I'm saying? Or they do call you and treat you which how you allow. So this little thing that I just have put out there is just to let several people that don't get it yet still know that I am not allowing them to call me nothing than queen, nothing than sister, nothing than, you know, good things, not whatever you deem you think is respectful. What I say is respectful to me, you know? So that's how it is, man. 2013 is the year of the truth. And I've already lost several friends, and I'm good with that, because for those that I've lost, I've gained, you know, about 50 plus with each one. So it's a lose and win situation, but I'd rather be always in the winning team. So, you know, winning team is 2013, and it's about telling the truth, and those that can take it will take it and we'll move on, and those that can't will do what they do and continue to have me in their mouth, which is cool. I need you. I need free promotion. Can't be paying for it all the time. So.
Word.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm serious. Like, real talk. Let me say something. Haters is going to always hate. People going to hate if you black, you white. They're going to be mad at you because you live in a certain place. They're going to be mad just because you wore a different color than they wore. It doesn't matter. At the end of the day, you know, you and like Tupac said, you can walk a mile in my shoes and you'll be crazy too, but nothing to lose. No one walks in your shoes but you. You got to live your life for yourself. If you stress out about roses and keeping up with them, you're going to find yourself in debt, and you're going to find yourself depressed, and you're going to find yourself hurt. Focus on you and live for you and do you and stay motivated and go for your goals. The only person that can hold you back is you. Okay.
Ooh. That's for sure. A lot of people hold themselves back because of that. And, you know, in doing you doesn't mean just go against everybody in society and just be a Scrooge. You know, that's not what we're saying. I mean, you can do you respectfully and, of course, within. Within
Uh-huh.
some laws, within some laws and some boundaries, and, you know, just got to be boundaries to everything. Sis, you finish shuffling. I ain't afraid to call you out neither, sis. It's 2013.
Girl, you was moving early and I heard all of that, but you know what I'm saying?
But not as much as you. I ain't got as much to move as you, girl. Don't be playing with me. I'm not afraid, man.
This is live radio. This is what we do. We sister. We do whatever.
It's all about motivating. If we could call a smile in your face, then we've done our job, man, pretty much. And we've made a couple of people smile because people already eyeing me on Facebook. People follow me on the Twitter, and they're on the Motivational Mondays. Let's go check-in. So Motivational Mondays, let's go. We're going to some music with Rabbit.
I'm not afraid. Yeah. It's been a ride. I guess I had to go to that place to get to this one. Now some of you might still be in that place. If you're trying to get out, just follow me. I'll get you there.
You can try and read my lyrics off of this paper before I lay them, but you won't take the sting out these words before I say them. Cause ain't no way I'm gonna let you stop me from causing mayhem. When I say I'm gonna do something, I do it. I don't give a damn what you think. I'm doing this for me. So fuck the world, feed it beans. It's gassed up. If you think you're stopping me, I'm gonna be what I set out to be. Without a doubt, undoubtedly. And all those who look down on me, I'm tearing down your balcony. No exams above, don't try to ask him why or how can he. From infinite down to that last relapse album, he's still sitting. Whether he's on salary, paid hourly, until he bows out or he sits his bowels out of him. Whichever comes first, for better or worse. He's married to the game, like a fuck you for Christmas. His gift is a curse. Forget the earth, it's got the urge to pull his dick from the dirt and fuck the whole universe. Words and the rhythm for you to know it's a rap. You said you was king, you lied through your teeth. For that, fuck your feelings. Instead of getting crowned, you're getting captain. To the fans, I'll never let you down again. I'm back, I promise to never go back on that promise. In fact, let's be honest, at last we laughed, CD was there. Perhaps I ran the maxims into the ground. Relax, I ain't going back to that now. All I'm trying to say is get back to crack cloud. Cause I ain't playing around. It's a game called circle and I don't know how.
To go to the club or the corner pub. busy gazing at stars. I feel amazing and I'm not afraid.
I'm not afraid to take a stand. Take a stand.
If you've been down that road, man, sometimes we just have to do that. It's like sometimes, you know, I'm real positive, but like I said, 2013 is my balance out year, so sometimes you just got to flip a bird.
Word. Real quick.
You know?
Real quick, you know what I'm saying? I got to say something real quick for these people, man. You know what I'm saying? We just played Eminem, I'm Not Afraid, right? So all I got to say is that never be afraid to be you. Stand up for you. Live free with no limits. Live the dope life. The year of the truth, 2013. Eyes wide open. We're exposing phonies this year. So if you've been a phony all the other years, you are getting exposed in 2013 because this is the year of the truth.
Yeah, this is the year of the truth. I feel sorry for some people.
Definitely, man.
I can see them right now. I see them on Facebook right now. They're on right now. They're tweeting right now. They're walking alongside you right now. They're actually walking in front of my car right now. I will run them over. Don't play with me. Okay, no, I don't condone violence. I never do. Let me bring it back, because then people will be like, oh, but you said run them over. No, that's not what I meant. I mean, run them over. I got to be careful. I run them over with positive thoughts. See, let me finish. I got to be careful. Shout out to all those celebrating a birthday. Your birthday's coming up. If your birthday passed, if your birthday was January 1st, 2013, you know, shout out to everybody that was born already. And, you know, it's just the way the world works. It, you know, it's a circle of life. We have to make room for those, you know, babies that are coming in. So it's just a circle of life that we go through. Sometimes we understand it, sometimes we don't. But either way, it's got to happen. You know, that's just the way it's got to happen. Because if no one left this earth, we really wouldn't all fit. We don't fit now. And so, you know, imagine not going through a circle of life. I also want to say when you're celebrating a birthday, you know, celebrate it with the joy that you're still here, that you, you know, have still accomplished another milestone, another birthday. There's some that cannot celebrate, and there's some that is still breathing and still won't celebrate. So while you're here, I mean, I don't see why you shouldn't take that, you know, in consideration that you're alive and you should celebrate. Because I know when my born day, if I'm not selfish any other day, I sure will tell you that February 19, I'm a selfish person. Do not call me with your BS, because I will tell you, call me tomorrow. I don't deal with nothing on February 19, but happiness and whatever I want to do that day. That's my born day. That's my anniversary, you know, of being here. My creator brought me on that day, you know, 25 years ago. And so I celebrated. Listen, don't judge me. And whatever I got here, don't matter. I got here on February 19. And I celebrate because I love to celebrate my anniversary. That's my anniversary, and I'm going to celebrate. I'm going big. So by saying that, saying this, don't wait till I'm not around to buy me flowers. I can't smell them. You know, don't wait till I pass to cry for me. You know, instead laugh with me. You know, come visit me. Reach out to me. Tell me you love me now, because I may not be able to hear you while I'm traveling up to meet my maker. You know, tell me now. Hug me now. You know, wipe my tears now. Do something for me now where I can then in return look at you and say thank you. Because after I'm gone, for you to want to do any of those things, or write me poetry, let me hear it now. Because after I'm gone, y'all are going to have a party on your own. I'm not really celebrating with you. I want to celebrate now. So in honor of that, February 19th, don't forget, man, I expect birthday card. I'm expecting this. That's right. I said it. Don't play with me. I'm expecting it now because I'm alive and I'm here now. I want it now. Just saying. So don't come late on because I will. Listen, my spirit is heavy. I will come back. Don't play with me. So.
I'm a little haunt you. But Emma's been a beautiful person to a lot of people. So, like I said, you have to enjoy the people. That don't be waiting until somebody's going to say, I love you. Say you love you. Tell them you love you now. Tell them how much they mean to you and stuff. And enjoy life because life is not promised to nobody. And, you know, same thing with her. My birthday, we're both share the 19th. Mine's in March. And don't call me with no stupidity because I will not answer your phone call. Okay?
Yeah.
Because that is my day, and I'm going to keep a smile on my face, and you're not going to change that. All through this year, I'm going to keep a smile on my face because I'm living life for me and not anybody else. So, you know, we try to motivate and help people through this life as we go along. But, yo, don't be calling Emma with no craziness. If you follow her and you call her, you're going to go ahead and give her a present or you're going to send her some words and uplift her on her day. You're not going to destroy her day because I will come after you myself. But that I'm just saying.
Yeah, because I don't slap nobody February 19th, but February 20th is on. Like, as soon as I get up from my hangover, oh, it's all on. Like, you're not going to be around. Don't even be around. I'm just saying.
Yo, happy birthday to all the Capricorns out there. January, February is coming up. The inaugural is coming up. A lot of things are coming up, so shout out to everybody. Also, look out for DJ Reasons, one of our official DJs for Lush Radio Online, our favorite white boy, has a mixtape coming out sponsored by Lush Radio Online, Heads Up ENT. The cover was done by Miss Photographic. If you need any graphic work and stuff, she's also did Emma's logo. If you need logo work, graphic tees, anything, holler at Miss Photographic on Twitter, Facebook, and everything. And she has the mixtape that she designed. I shot the picture on there. It's called Avenue Music by DJ Reasons, and it'll be coming out soon, so look out for that. Other than that, log on to www.lushradioonline.com at Emma E2K. E2K Enterprises sponsored the show today, Lush Radio Online, Two Chicks in a Camera. Also, check out...
go to my site, emmae2k.com.
Yes, long off
that emmae2k.com. Please leave me some love. Sign my guest book and all that, and all that, and all that. You know, don't forget to stay encouraged and stay motivated for the whole entire week. We do it just today, but we mean for you to get filled up so and fired up so much that it lasts you the whole week. So that's why we have to do it double. I give you like a double dose of down. Thank you for listening. Motivational Mondays. I'm going to leave you with some Monday. It's Monday.
Monday. So good to me. Monday morning, it was all I hoped it would be. Oh, Monday morning, couldn't guarantee that Monday evening you would still be here with me. Monday. Monday, sometimes it just turns out that way. Oh, Monday morning, you gave me no warning of what was to be. Oh, Monday, how could you leave and not take me? Every other day of the week is fine, yeah. But Monday morning.